Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, because Doug loves boobies.
You know, after all these years, I still agree with the people that thinks it sounds like Doug loves boobies. Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, recording on Sunday, January 7th, 2023, with my guests, Nikki Bond, Doug Mellard, and Jeff Tate. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
My plan is I'm going to say that at the beginning of the show until someone gets mad about it. I'm thinking I could probably get into February before someone just goes, "What are you fucking?" Let's meet all of you individually and alphabetically by first name. Sorry, Nikki. He's a returning champ that shocked everyone with his win in San Antonio, Texas. There were no LOLs that day at the LOL Comedy Club. It's Doug Mellard.
Hey, dude. I shocked myself.
I know you did. It was really an all-around surprise. But that's the fun of, you know, games like this, is that, anyone can take a swing and connect on occasion, or just play against vastly inferior contestants. You just never know what's going to lead to a win. But I brought in the big guns today, buddy.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I'm not screwing around. Let's call them whatever you want. I'm allergic to that word. Hey, okay.
Bruce.
What does that mean?
A friend of mine said they don't like saying God bless you, so they just started saying Bruce.
You know, I knew exactly what you were doing when you did it, and I don't know why I had to ask. I knew it was a substitution, and I just, you still end up having to say it. That's the problem when you say something that's not Byzantine.
Yeah, true.
And my whole life as a teen, as a young adult, I was always very uncomfortable with Gesundheit because I just never felt like I was pronouncing it right. And people would, be like, what's wrong with you? And God bless you. I don't like, for obvious reasons. He is gun number one, returning from his win in December of 2023. Jeff Tate.
Well, hello.
How's it going?
Good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. You sound like you're in a good mood, probably because, you get less Santa references in the off season.
Yes, they go down considerably this time of year.
October to Jan 2 or 3 must be a nightmare for you, though.
Real nightmare. And then, of course, yesterday I got a lot of questions. With the way my, well, you know, it's a shitbird holiday, and I got that dumb face.
All right, people aren't even hearing this until Monday, January 8th. So let's be the thing they listen to that morning that doesn't bring that whole thing up, because boys, the morning news shows are probably going to make a big meal out of it. And always welcome on the show. She had a 4-win streak, which she first joined us. Could be a made-up statistic. I'm just guessing. It's Nikki Bond. Nikki, hello.
Hi. Yeah, that was pretty shocking for me, too. When you said the big guns, I was like, oh, that is not me. I'm an underdog.
But you won 4 times in a row once.
I did. It was insane. I don't know what happened. don't be scared.
I don't, you know, I think that Doug, I think he should be scared, but you never know. And that's part of the fun. If he won today, that would be very, very entertaining.
Yeah. I would be impressed with myself. And you know what? I felt very validated after this show. So that's what I'm striving for, validation.
Well, I tell you, you know, I think, you know, you have a chance today, based on nothing else besides, you know, having a movie theater snack as your last name is, you know, Bond times two.
And I was making for it,
A movie treat. Okay, we're going to play the games in a moment, but first it's recommendation time. This is the question I'm asking all month on the show. What is your personal pick for favorite / best? Because people like to debate that there's a difference between those two, and I sort of agree, but let's just lump them together. What's your favorite or best movie of 2023? Doug, we'll start with you.
Ooh. I guess,
you know, it's a tough question. I know I wouldn't be able to answer it if you asked me.
I really like
if the Doug was on the other foot, I don't think I could do it. Cause I haven't seen like 5 or 6 of the movies that people are claiming are the best.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how many big movies I saw, but I really like,
see, that's what it comes down to. Of what you saw, what's your favorite?
Maybe because it might be recency bias, but I really like Dream Scenario, the new Nick Cage flick. It was really like fun.
Maybe you dreamt that you like it. Maybe that is part of the scenario. Have you seen that one yet, Jeff?
No.
Nikki?
No, I haven't.
You know, it's the new Nicolas Cage movie. The latest one, you know, they happen every 3 or 4 months, which is kind of fun. But because he's a working actor, he just goes to work. This one is, I liked it a lot. Felt like a short film, like stretched out to a feature, but nonetheless, it's enjoyable.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's right. Doug Mellard's favorite movie of the year.
It also has a really good fart joke in it.
Hey, no spoilers.
Well, you don't know when it's coming.
There was another word he could have said along with fart, and it would have been more of a spoiler.
Yeah.
If you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about, and it's hilarious, hilarious and disgusting. All right. So, but yeah, I think it's a good movie, and you know, I think it's fair to say of the films that you saw, because, you know, you can't really just pick a movie you didn't see.
Yeah.
in that case, mine is Flowers of a Killer Moon.
I haven't seen that yet.
I want to call it Flower of the Killer's Moon. Or too long of a title for me to ever get right is another thing I want to call it. Scenario. Jeff.
You said it. I now I don't know what that movie's called. The flowers of the one? Killer moon.
Yes. Yes. Because there isn't a killer's moon, I guess, would be like there's about one killer, but this is about the genocide of the people. And so I think it's already weird to be a thing that people give thumbs up. You know?
Yeah, right. Like,
wow. Okay. Sounds heavy, but all right. Jeff, you've been on the show while I've been asking that question, I believe. Is that true?
Yeah, yeah.
What did you say last time?
I said Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem.
Okay. And so okay. In the interim, has your opinion changed, or would you like to maintain that it's still your favorite of 2023?
Oh, I'm going to just maintain it. I was like, I didn't know I could maintain it. So let's keep that going. It's still my favorite.
Yeah, I think it's only fair that you're already on the record as saying it's your favorite. So it's a lot to ask you to switch to a different favorite. That could happen to me because I could give you my favorite right now. But like, for instance, I haven't seen The Holdovers, which everybody raves about. And so I figure it's just got a very good chance of, you know, becoming my number one, as do a few other films. All right. Mutant Mayhem, it's called?
Correct.
TMNT. Mutant Mayhem.
Yeah. Number one.
Scenario. All right, Nikki. We talked about it the last time Jeff brought it up, but it's animated and it sounds like it's just very clever and fun and voiced by actual teenagers. Was that the other thing you said, Jeff?
Yeah, they actually like the turtles seem like teenagers.
Yeah. So I still gotta check it out. I think it's on. I think it's streaming on Paramount Plus currently.
Correct.
Can't wait.
Okay, Nikki, what's your favorite movie of last year?
Well, I'm a female, so I'm gonna say Barbie.
Okay. I mean, that's a lot of people's favorite movie. It was really quite beloved.
It was an event more so. It was like it got me out to the theater. I spent the money. Yeah. But I also just recently watched Reptile and I really liked that too. So but I'll stick to Barbie because I gotta, you know, play my role in society. So Barbie.
Reptile is a misleading title, yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Damn it. Just like when I went and saw Kiss of the Spider Woman, I was really disappointed in the lack of spider women, except for in fantasy sequences where they weren't really a spider per se. Barbie. Let's get back to Barbie. Some people are upset that it's on like the long list for Oscar for they decided the category it belongs in is adapted screenplay. Some people are upset because they think that screenplay was so original, but I argue that she didn't come up with Barbie, Ken, Barbie's Dream House.
Yeah, that's true.
Alan, like the world was sort of established.
Yeah,
in many dolls and games and movies and TV shows. Like it's not like they just made up that whole world, but. It's still a very inventive movie and it's nominated for an Oscar possibly for, writing. So that's, and it'll be nominated for a ton of other. It's just Oppenheimer and Barbie just really, they're such a steamroller. Usually two movies that open in summer are not really the top contenders for all the major awards by, you know, now in January, February, the awards aren't even till March still. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Golden Globes are tonight, but I just watched that for the entertainment value and I don't take it seriously at all because it's a bunch of entertainment journalists. Have you ever met one? Hi, I'm an entertainment journalist. Get out of my face. I'd probably get along with one of those. I don't know. So those are the three: Dream Scenario, Mutant Mayhem, and Barbie. That'd be fun. Fun long title: Barbie Dream Scenario Mutant Mayhem.
Yeah.
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 Like, that sounds like the fifth or sixth in a series of video games. All right. Thank you for your honest responses. We're going to be back with some true trivia after this.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back. And the first game I'd like to play today is called Dog, Cat, or None of That. I will pay. Even though it's on Zoom, I still hold for applause. I'll name the co-stars of a film. You guess if that pair of individuals is in a movie with a dog in the title, a cat in the title, or none of that.
Okay.
Doug is up first. If he misses, rough, Jeff gets a shot. And if he misses, I don't know a dog name to change Nikia to. She gets the gimme point. Every time somebody gets a point, the next person in line goes first in the next round. Doug, are you ready?
Ready.
I'm going to take a drink real quick here because I got super cotton mouthy. You know, I might as well get in a drink. I might as well enjoy it. All right. For your listening pleasure. Doug?
Yes, sir.
Dog, cat, or none of that. A motion picture starring Dean Jones and Sandy Duncan.
What? Oh, cat.
I'm sorry. I like the way you felt. You had such a positive energy.
I don't know why.
I really had to double check and make sure because you sounded so calm.
Damn it.
That's not a correct answer. So we move over to Jeff. Jeff, what do you think? Dean Jones is Sandy Duncan. We've already established it's not a cat movie.
Yeah, well, it can't be. It's a dog movie.
You're going dog?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe how this is already playing out in Nikki's favor because that is incorrect. It's not dog. Nikki, all you got to do is remember which of the three options was not mentioned.
None of that.
You're on the board with none of that.
Yeah!
You did it.
Obviously.
Yeah. See, now we're finding out how Nikki won 4 weeks in a row. She's got the touch. The two of them, Dean Jones did co-star in The Cat from Outer Space and The Shaggy D.A. and Beethoven. He was the bad guy who wanted to put Beethoven down in the original Beethoven movie, but his only turn with Sandy Duncan as husband and wife is in a film called Million Dollar Duck.
Oh.
That's what I meant. Didn't I say duck?
No, maybe you did. We have to go back and listen to the tape. You do have a funny way of talking. They play a couple who I love this movie as a child because they brought home, you know, somehow they find a duck, decide to keep it. I don't know why they decide to keep it, but we know definitely why they really decide to keep it, because it starts laying just straight up gold eggs out of its ass. Or not its ass, but you know what I mean. And you know, so they're just able to, I guess, get rich off of these gold eggs. Although they're hard to pawn after a while, you know, like without giving away the source. But, you know, children love movies about people who stumble onto gold and how they mismanage it.
Yes.
So Disney knew what they were doing when they made that one. All right. So Nikki is on the board. We're going back to Doug to start us off in this next round. It's the couple of two men, Ewan McGregor and George Clooney. They don't necessarily play a couple, but you know what I mean? They're the two lead actors, Ewan McGregor, George Clooney, dog, cat, or none of that.
Oh, man. I'm going to go dog.
You going dog on this one?
Yeah.
Well, dog, I hate to tell you. Incorrect. We move back to Jeff. He still gets another 50-50 shot at this.
Well, I know this one. This one is none of that.
Oh, fancy pants. I wish I was giving out extra points for saying the name, but go ahead and say it just because we'll all laugh just from hearing Jeff say it.
The men who stare at goats.
I didn't say goats, funny. Yes. As Jeff says, the men who stare at goats. it's fun to lay on that tee. Okay, so Jeff's on the board, but Nikki's up first on this third and potentially final round. If Nikki gets this one right, she wins. She wins. Nicolas Cage and a lesser known individual, excellent actor though, Alex Wolff. Caged Wolf, I like to call them when they work together.
I'm gonna say none of that.
You're going none of that? What do you think? This is a game where every time the answer is none of that?
Maybe, yeah. See, I think that's how I win, is I think about personalities. I analyze people.
Well, you got me figured out. That's for damn sure. That is correct. It is none of that. The two of them. Jeff, you want to tell them what movie it was?
I do, but I forgot the names already. What were the names again?
Nicolas Cage and Alex Wolff.
Oh, no, never mind. I don't want to do it. It's, oh, okay. Is it Joe?
That's the name of an animal?
No, I couldn't think of. I didn't know. Maybe they named the dog Joe.
Were they in cats?
Maybe. No. Doug, do you have any guesses?
Pig?
Yeah, it's pig.
I didn't know who Alex Wolff was, but that's the only animal movie I could think of.
Yeah, it's just pig. It was always it was always none of that. But then for fun, for the tiebreaker that we didn't need, I went with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon.
Oh, wow. Ben Affleck.
Not good. Not Good Will Hunting. Not Air.
School Ties.
Not School Ties. the one with the word dog.
Dog. Dog. Dogma.
Yeah.
Oh.
Great job. That was a great job you did there, Nikki. So you double win that game.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. I don't know how to apply it, but you know, it's these little things on your resume, as they say in the world of reality TV. You know, you build a resume and you could add another achievement to that resume today. You got to go first in our next game. That's how that works. But there was one more Affleck Damon pair up, right?
I think a more recent one.
I feel like they did something else together. At the very least, like one of them directed the other or something.
But it was The Great Duel.
What?
The Duel? Was it called The Duel?
Oh, they were both in that Ridley Scott thing?
Yeah.
The Last Duel. Oof.
The Last Duel.
Yeah, I think that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. So, that could have... That also didn't apply because, of course, we were looking for animal names. But still, that was that was a fun one. All right. We're going to take a break, and I'm going to sneeze during the break and then come right back after that. That's how quick the break's going to be. We'll be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back, and that sneeze really, that was a good one. I'm glad I got it out of my system, because it's time to play Weird Algorithm. of course, this is the JB Power Award winning game where the three of you compete to figure out what the hell is going on with the algorithm on the IMDb Internet Movie Database. Which you can go. I don't know if you've played this game before, Doug, but I'd ask you, but I don't think you'd be the first to know. But maybe you haven't played before. So you know how you can just basically find any movie and TV shows, but you can find them on the Internet Movie Database by typing into the search engine the title. Well, they take people's typing in of titles and names, and all of it, you can create lists, popularity lists. So you can go to any movie, click on the cast list, and then refine it. So you're looking at the cast of that movie listed in popularity according to their algorithm today. It's constantly changing. They're like star meter thing, you know what I mean? So basically the idea is I'll tell you the name of a movie, and then the three of you take turns guessing who you think from the cast of that movie might be the number one person on the updated, refined popularity list. And every time you get somebody that's in the first spot, you get 3 points. And for the second spot, you get 2. If it's the third spot, you get 1. And we play 3 rounds and add them up and see who wins. And we'll rotate who goes first each time. And you can change your answer after hearing the other people's answers. I'll have everybody individually lock in after we all discuss the options. I'll name 3 people from the movie. the top three billed people according to when they're listed by proper billing. But then it's up to you to pick one of those three names or go rogue and think of somebody else who was in that movie that might be more popular today. Nikki goes first. And we switch the order around. We go to Jeff and then to Doug. But like I said, you'll all get a chance to adjust if you feel like you need to. It's just if there's a tie, it's important that we establish it. Nikki will go first in the case if she's involved in a tie. All right, here we go. Nikki, the movie is New Year's Eve, directed by Gary Marshall, the late, great Gary Marshall, from 2011, starring SJP from Sex in the You-Know-Where, Mrs. Justin Timberlake, of course, was in that motion picture, Jessica Biel, and Mr. Mila Kunis, a.k.a. Ashton Kutcher.
Hmm.
Or pull one of your own. It's got a lot of famous people in it.
Okay.
Do you know this movie at all, Nikki?
I do, but I don't remember the other actors in it. But I've seen it. But a long time.
There's a bunch of famous people.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why they're in it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. They're just picked to be in a movie full of famous people.
Must be nice.
But so of those three, do you have a favorite? You could just pick that person.
Yeah, I think SJP.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk to Jeff about this for a second. What do you think, Jeff?
Whoa, it's me next. I'm gonna say I like the SJP answer, but I think I'm gonna have to say it's gonna be Ashton Kutcher.
Damn. Okay. Do you remember anybody else that was in that movie?
No. I don't even remember the third name you said.
The one you picked, Ashton Kutcher.
Oh yeah, okay.
The second one was Jessica Biel.
Oh yeah, Jessica Biel. That was the one I forgot.
You know her. But
I'm sticking with Kutcher. I think that he got a lot of heat with that letter to the judge or whatever. People have been looking him up for the last couple weeks.
On the last show that we did, one of the guests was this lady named Jody that came up out of the audience, Jody Reeves. And the subject of Jessica Biel came up at one point, and she goes, "Jessica Biel is in my favorite movie." And we all looked at each other like, "What? Jessica Biel movie? Like Summer Catch? Like what? What would this nice lady?" Hi, Jody, by the way. I think she listens to the show. Feels like she and her husband both listen, or maybe he listens and drags her to shows. But anyway, she was great. But the movie that's her favorite, or no, maybe it was Liam Neeson. Anyway, somebody that's in it came up, and it came out that her favorite movie is The A-Team.
Oh!
We went down the line, you know, it's got Bradley Coops, Quentin Rampage Jackson, Liam Neeson, and good old Jessica Biel as the lady. as the lady A-teamer, which I don't think they had a lady A-teamer on the TV show. I pity the fool had a lady A-teamer. What is your opinion of all this, Doug?
I don't know who else is in the movie. I could take a guess because I know there's a lot of people, but I'm going to play it safe and say Mila Kunis.
You just like saying it. That's all that's going on there. Okay, so we got Nikki. What was your going, SJP?
SJP.
Okay, and Jeff likes Kutcher.
Kutcher.
What about the baker and the candlestick maker?
Don't care for him. Only the Kutcher.
the Kutcher, the caker, and the candlestick caker. All right. I thought of a joke today when I wasn't anywhere like I could like write it down or anything. And so now I'm jotting it down on a piece of paper because I just remembered it. And there's no way I was going to remember it until the, you know, the end of this. But now I wrote down enough keywords that hopefully that'll make sense later. Okay.
It's such a dangerous game. We could take another break.
No, we're back. We're back, still in progress. And also, I'm just putting off this horrible result because it's crazy how hard this one turned out to be, especially considering the talent involved in this movie. Number 22 of the list of actors in this film is where Sarah Jessica Parker ended up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then Sex Way Outside the City. And then number 13 was where Kutcher landed. And Jessica Biel's number 12.
Wow.
Michelle Pfeiffer's number 6. And here's a real kick in the teeth. There's a lady named Sandra Taylor, who I looked her up, and she's just sort of like a pretty lady that, you know, appeared in some movies and TV shows. And I think was in Penthouse and Playboy and that kind of stuff. And I have no idea why she's so popular today that she come in 5th ahead of people like, you know, Jessica Pfeiffer and Michelle Biel. And then coming in, at number 4, Bobby De Niro is in New Year's Eve.
What?
Yeah. You know what rhymes with De Niro? Gugino, not really, but Carla Gugino was number 3. Number 2, no idea why he's popular. Maybe there was was there a Princess Bride, like 20 years old or something? Because Cary Elwes is number 2 from New Year's Evil. And then this one, I know exactly why he's number 1. He deserves it. From the Iron Claw, Zac Efron.
Oh, yeah.
Was in New Year's Eve. Yeah, it's true. So suck it, everybody else that was in New Year's Eve. Zac Efron has taken you all down by getting beefed up in a way that I fear for him. I don't believe he'll ever look normal again. I don't think he's like De Niro in Raging Bull, where he just lost the weight and he's like, oh, he looks like De Niro again. I think Zac Efron is permanently weird looking. You know, but I'm not a doctor. I say good luck to him and all of his endeavors, but you know, run. You know, while he changes even more, run and get your picture taken with him at the Grauman's Chinese theaters. The Madame Tussaud next door has him standing out front. You know, in the free part where you could just take a picture, and you know, the wax figure's looking better at this point. Okay, but he's got. Like, he's got that, like, giant, like, wrestler neck, you know? Like, he's it's really weird how different he is. But he's really good in that movie. I don't know if he's going to get any, like, Oscar consideration because the movie came out, like, so late in the year. And seems to be mostly, like, people who like wrestling. If you like wrestling, I don't know what you're waiting for because people into wrestling love that movie. Have you seen it, Jeff?
No, I did not know it was about wrestling.
What'd you think it was, like a war movie?
Either like a, I just assumed it had something to do with birds or Margaret Thatcher.
I love your old school, like, you know, why learn anything more than the title? Let's just go from there. You know, there's no reason. They do a bad job of naming it. That's on them.
He put all that muscle on to date Margaret Thatcher.
She's heavy. She's an iron lady. You got well, really.
I think you'd like it, Jeff. I think you'd like the movie.
All right.
I'm just telling you, it's very emotional.
Oh,
it's extremely emotional.
Jeff, you like? I like those. Emotional? I have those. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Nikki, you haven't seen it, have you?
No, I have not. I don't like getting emotional.
Well, this might be this next round might not go so well for you because it really is about emotions.
Oh no.
I know. I know. But Jeff gets to go first. And then Doug and then Nikki. But again, you can change your answer later if somebody says something that inspires you to. Jeff, the movie from the late great Gary Marshall, Valentine's Day.
Oh God.
Okay.
Starring Julia Roberts, Jamie Foxx, Anne Hathaway, and a dozen more massive stars, or you know, kind of big stars.
Okay, I'm gonna take a swing on this because okay. I don't see how
I like a good swing.
I don't see how anybody in the world is more popular than this person, so I'm gonna guess Taylor Swift.
Oh, that is an excellent point. That Taylor Swift is pretty damn popular. That's a really, really good point.
However, is this the one she's in?
That is a better question. All right, moving on to Doug. What do you think, Doug? Are you swept up in Tay-Tay fever? Are you caught up in Tay-Tay fever?
I'm going to guess no. Shit. Yeah, I'm going to take a swing. I'm going to say Kevin Hart is in it.
So you're not caught up in Tay-Tay fever. You're going off and getting Kevin Hart in the mix. Yeah. Okay, let's see what Nikki has to say about this.
I know two guys that are in it. I know Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
Wait, if I say the other one, then am I giving it away?
No. Well, it you know, you have to. Anybody could jump on your choice if they want to. So,
at least you'll be tied
with them. You know, we won't be losing to them.
I'm gonna say Bradley Cooper because of his new movie that's out right now. So I'm sure people are looking him up.
Coopies. Good old Coopies. Yeah, and I already said Anne Hathaway, Jamie Foxx, and Julia Roberts. And so now we got Coops in the mix. And Jeff, how are you feeling about your answer?
I'm sticking with Taylor Swift. I'd rather be wrong and stay with Taylor Swift.
That's a great attitude to have because I'm telling you, anybody who talks any shit about her, I really do think they're drummed out of the business.
And it's not going to be me. I will drum myself out on my own accord.
And by the business, I mean the business of being her lover.
I'd probably fuck that up too.
Yeah, no, you're out of it, dude. The things you said about her, she would never.
Oh no! I'm kind of respectful to Taylor Swift.
All right, whose turn is it? We're just locking in answers. So, Doug, what's your final answer?
Based on your laughing, I'm guessing Kevin Hart is not in the movie. So I'm going to switch to Julia Roberts.
Oh, okay.
I don't know anybody else.
Okay.
She was in Leaving This World Behind or whatever. Maybe people are looking her up.
All right. You don't have to try to convince anybody else. Okay, so Nikki, what do you think?
I'm sticking with Coops.
Okay, so Nikki's got Coops, and Doug's got Julia, and Jeff has Taylor Swift. Jeff, I'm going to give you the bad news first. I only wrote down like the top three and then just because it was interesting to me because I would think you'd be higher. Jamie Foxx is at 13. but I didn't even note what at what spot Taylor Swift came in. apologies for that. Or is there a chance she was uncredited in that? But they'd still list her on IMDb even if she was uncredited, I think.
Yeah.
All right. So that's a blunder on somebody's part. But then we go to Doug, Julia Roberts, number one.
Whoa.
On the list for that, definitely for that weird ass Netflix movie. I think people are angrily typing her name because it's such a fucking
weird ending.
Well, because I think if you're into it, you'll be mad at how it ends. And if you're not into it, you're mad at how everything happened.
Yeah.
Because it just really is just so many random things happen that, like, there's more. Like, some movies leave you with unanswered questions and it's kind of fun. But this one is just all unanswered questions and therefore just aggravating.
Yeah.
You saw it, Nikki?
Yeah. And I was actually into it at the beginning because I was like, I'm bored. Same. This is pretty good. But then the unanswered questions and the end, the lazy ending, it's like, come on.
Yeah, it was weird because it really did seem like it was building towards something. And it definitely had some like tense moments. The sequence with the like automated cars going berserk, that's like a real genuine nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of things that happened, I was like, oh, that's true. But the deers, I was like, what? This deer, like, at least eat the child. Do something with the deer.
Do something.
This girl is so annoying. Eat her.
Dear, get in the game.
Don't just stand there and stare.
Yeah. It's kind of scary, but not really. Because I think, I don't know, maybe there's some swear words in there, but I think it's like a PG-13 even, because it's never that particularly violent, but it's just, there's just nonstop tension from the beginning that, like, it's just, after a while, you're like, okay, well, why? What's happening?
They also got pretty lucky with the whole Friends thing and Matthew Perry dying around the time it came out. I was like, damn, you guys, you really capitalized on that.
That is a really crazy, like, I feel like that was, you know, it all seems like it was really there, like in the screenplay and everything.
Yeah.
And then, wow. Yeah, they paid a lot of money to, you know, include it in the movie. The price probably went up recently due to current events.
Yes.
All right. So where did I leave off at? Oh, so Julia Roberts gets Doug 3 points. And Nikki for Bradley Coops, he came in at number two.
Oh, okay.
And it's definitely because of Maestro, and people are falling on one side or the other of is that ridiculous or is it cool that he was said somewhere in an interview that it took him 6 years to learn how to conduct one piece of music that he. One 6-minute piece that he conducts in the film, but he doesn't elaborate. I think when you say it took you 6 years to learn something like a language, it's probably like on weekends or whenever you had time to, you know, think about it.
Yeah.
You know, so, and he probably just said it offhandedly in an interview. People just run with these things like, oh, what a pompous asshole. Took him 6 years. Because it is true, most people, if he just stood there and waved a stick around, people would buy it.
I would.
I mean, as it is, it does seem like he kind of makes it bigger than even the guy he's playing. And number three, for those who are curious, is Anne Hathaway managed to come up at number three. She's always seeming to get attention, except for like sometimes she'll disappear for a little while. But when she wants attention, she can get it.
Right. She married a fake prince.
Yeah. That was weird. Like he's still in prison, right?
Yeah.
Whoa, I didn't know this story.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, she married some dude that like, you know, was ripping her off financially and then got busted. She might have been maybe even been part of what you know brought him down, her testimony or whatever. And so he's in prison for I don't know how long, Was he impersonating a prince? Or was he really just a broke ass prince?
I think it was a con job. I think it was an impersonation thing.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So I mean, I don't mean to laugh at that happened to her because it's terrible, but you know, it's just wild that things like that can even happen. Right. Okay, one more round. We gotta find a winner. And so this time Doug gets to go first. And the film is Pretty Woman from the great late Gary Marshall, starring Richard Gere, Julie Roberts, and then third build on just the movie, because there's not a lot of other big roles in that movie. Third build is Ralph Bellamy.
Oh.
Yeah, you might remember him as one as Statler or Waldorf in Trading Places.
Oh yeah, that guy.
Yeah, he was one of the two old rich guys in Trading Places. I can't think of the other guy's name right now, but they were both pretty. It was pretty funny.
Don Amici.
Yeah, it was great that those guys played those parts. But anyway, he's also like they're out to dinner, and he's the one at the dinner that Richard Gere is trying to impress, and Julie Roberts flings her fucking escargot across the room like a goddamn bumpkin, and he's charmed by it. What do you think, Doug?
I'm going to take a swing and go with Taylor Swift.
Finally, no. Somebody just throws it, just throws the competition.
No, I'm going to stick with Julia.
You like Julia Roberts again for this one?
Well, I mean, if she's number one in that film,
okay,
then maybe she's still number one there.
Yeah, that's a good theory.
I don't know what Richard Gere is doing.
Nikki, what do you think?
I'm gonna go Richard Gere because I feel like all the old women love him, and those are the people that have time to go on IMDb a lot.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that the internet was for old people, but that's a good.
Those are the ones that have the time to sit down. Those are the ones on Facebook. Just taking a risk.
No, I think old people are looking things up a lot, you know, because like I'm already excited about the fact that when, you know, when I forget something now, generally you can, you know, find out, you know, what it was pretty easily on your phone. But what's your, Jeff, have you weighed in on this yet?
I have not.
Who do you think?
I think my only chance to win is to pick somebody and tie. And hope that it's not Julia again. So I'm going to guess, I'm going to hope that something crazy happened. And how do you say her name? Laura San Giacomo?
Yeah.
That was her roommate, right? I'm going to say that she's number one. Maybe she did something wild over the weekend.
She was the hooker that got left behind and was not happy about it. I think she even dropped the time against somebody, tries to get somebody in trouble or something. Like, it's ugly. Okay, so Jeff's going Laura San Giacomo, and Doug likes Julia.
Again.
It's the only movie star he's ever heard of. And, then, and Nikki likes Richie Gere. All right, so Mr. Ralph Bellamy, as just an example of how this game goes, he's third billed, according to the movie, but 10th on the popularity list.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Number four, I thought somebody might take a stab because it's...
Jason Alexander,
that's right. Memorably playing a very creepy dude. It's like creepier than George Costanza somehow. And... he came in at number three, but worth 1 point, so too little, too late. It's Laura San Giacomo. Yeah, and same deal. Richard Gere is number two, so that's also too little, too late. I just want to say Jeff's the winner. It just seems more natural. Doug, you've done it. You've done it again, Doug. You are our winner today. Congratulations, buddy.
Whoa. You.
Is there anybody? Yeah. Is there anybody you'd like to thank?
Oh, Kevin Hart, Taylor Swift.
Oh man, they both really helped you out today. I don't think you could have done it without them. Can you join us next week at this same-ish time?
I might actually. We'll have to talk later. I might not be
okay.
Back all yet. Right. I might be on the road.
I'm checking you off as a maybe. In the meantime, promote yourself. What have you got to plug?
You know what I'm going to plug? Please watch The Disappearance of Toby Blackwood on Amazon Prime or Peacock, streaming now.
Awesome. All right. And listen to Doug and I on Wide World of Doug's podcast, where we interview people with all sorts of names about their name. And then we tell them how miserable we are being called Doug. And then Jeff Tate, thank you for being here. We'll see you in San Francisco, where you will be a co-interrupter with me at the movie interruption of Fast X.
Yeah.
Whoa.
At SF Sketchfest. Go to sfsketchfest.com for tickets to that. What else do you want to plug, Jeff?
February 2nd and 3rd, I'm at Comedy Corner Underground in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So check that out.
Yeah, go out there and tell him you heard about it on Doug Loves Movies. We'll see if that happens. It's always nice when that happens. And speaking of nice, Nikki Bond, what a delight having you here. That competitive spirit that you have always, it always makes it exciting. What would you like? I'm talking to you like you're dying or something. What would you like to promote?
I feel like you're talking to me like I'm the kid in special ed.
Yeah.
I did it.
Yeah, you did it. You did it. keep reaching, girl. What do you want to plug?
I have a YouTube series, Blissfully Clueless, where I find out about current events because I actually don't know anything. And I'm on Instagram, Nikki Bond.
Awesome. Thank you. And Doug Loves Movies is back at the Improv Lab at the Melrose Improv on Tuesday, January 16th, and the third Tuesday of every month on at least a 3 or 4 month basis. I'll keep you updated, and Doug Loves Movies and the Benson Movie Interruption, as mentioned, are coming to SF Sketchfest. I'm doing stand-up in Athens and Atlanta, Georgia, January 26th and 27th, and all of my dates are at DougLovesMovies.com. Your movie, Doug, The Disappearance of Toby Blackwood, in which you play the titular character, but you do appear quite a bit in the film, despite being disappeared.
Yeah.
Do you recall, if we discussed this before, what's the last line of the movie?
What's the last line of the movie? Oh.
I haven't asked you this already.
No, I'm trying to think. Shit. I think somebody just says shit.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't want to there's a kind of a spoiler at the end.
I guess sometimes, the last line could be a spoiler.
I used to have to watch it so much with like helping edit and stuff, but now I've taken a little break, so now it's just it's not coming back to me. Damn.
All right. Well, I got you know, I've done this to other filmmakers, and they rarely know the last line because, you know, some screenplays, I guess the whole thing is a setup for some sort of punchline, final line at the end, but that's pretty rare. Most movies just end with, you know, hey, come here, you know, whatever. You know? just like, oh, look, what's that? You know, that kind of thing. I guess that's more of a cliffhanger. Ooh, what was that? All right. So, but I think this will work because I've been ending every episode with the last line for a movie, but definitely want to give a nod to Disappearance of Toby Blackwood. Find it, buy it cheaply, or watch it for free in some places. But however you watch it, it works out great for Doug. And thank you again to Jeff Tate and Nikki Bond. And as always, shit.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold and viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug.